Erev Shabbos, Parshas Emor, Tovshin Samaches.
Parshas Emor starts off talking about the halachas of Kehanim, the halachas pertaining to Kehanim being metame to their relatives or to other forms of tumah. The Kehanim serving in the Beis Hamikdash, Kehanim eating Truma. Then, after that, we talk about the mitzvah of Vinikdashti B'Seif B'nei Yisrael, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And then from there, we go already at Revi, talking about the Yamim Tovim. The end of the parasha has a couple of other topics. But the major portion of the parasha talks about these three items, which seems really unrelated. But one way you can connect them, interestingly, is they all have to do with kedusha. And as the reason why kehanim can't be metame is like the Torah tells us, kedushim yiyu lelekeim, that the kehanim are kadosh, and there's a certain kedusha that kehanim have to have. But then there's a certain kedusha that all Bnei Yisrael have to have, and that's v'nikdashim Bnei Yisrael. When it comes to times when we have to be meiser nefesh, so there's a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. And then there's another way of kedusha's hazman, if you want to call it like that, kedusha of a certain time or times during the year, and that is the kedusha of yamim tovim. So that's how sort of the connection, the common thread goes through this parsha. The ideas of Kedusha. When we start with the Mayadim, the Torah says, Vaidavar Mashav Moshe Lomer, Darbo B'nei Yisrael V'amarta Alehem, Moyadei Hashem, these are the Mayadim of Hashem. These are the festivals to Hashem, Asher Tikru Oysa Mikrei Kodesh, and they're a call of Kedusha, they're a call of gathering together with Kedusha, for the purpose of Kedusha, Eileha Mayadai, and these are the Mayadim. And we start off with what? Sheish Yisya Mentiyasa Malacho, Ve'yem HaShvi Shabbos Shabbosim Mikar Kodesh, Ko Malacho Leisasu, Shabbosi LaShem, V'chol Moish V'yisechem. And then we begin again, Eile Mayadai HaShem Mikarei Kodesh, these are the Mayadim. So the Rishenim are bothered right away. You're talking Mayadim, what are you talking about Shabbos? Sounds like we have a jump start. We start, these are the Mayadim, we say Shabbos. And then we say, oh, these are the Mayadim, Pesach. They bring the Korban Eimon, and Shavuos, and then Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeres. So where did Shabbos get in? So Rashi is bothered by this kash, and Rashi says, Ma inyan Shabbos eitzel Mayadis. What does Shabbos have to do with the Mayadim? So you see, Rashi was really bothered by this question. He has to answer. L'lametcha comes to teach us. Shekol ha-mechalalas ha-meyadais, ma'al in halav, kilu chilalas ha-shabosais. If you desecrate Yomtiv, you have to consider it as severe as if you mechal Shabbos. We know really mechal Shabbos is much worse. A person mechal Shabbos, he gets skila. The Torah is putting them together to send this message. That if you mechal Yomtiv, don't think it's any less than Shabbos. In Hashem's eyes, you mechal Yomtiv as if you mechal Shabbos. Even though perhaps the punishments are not the same, but nonetheless, we should view it as they are on par at some level. But you see clearly from Rashi that Takanot are the same level. Shabbos and Yomtiv are very different. Even though the Ramban, here, interestingly, Rashi didn't go with the Pshat, and the Ramban goes more with on the Pshat level, and says, no, I can give you a Pshat, why, indeed, you could say, this is the Mayadim, and I'll tell you, the first of the Mayadim is Shabbos. He says, because what is a Mayad? Mayad meaning meeting, who a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a time, it's a Kedusha Zazman, to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time free of the mundane activities of the week, and that's exactly why the Torah prohibits doing malacha on Shabbos, prohibits doing malacha on Yom Tov, except for the certain malachas shamutar on Yom Tov. But the idea of being free of malacha is that we focus our minds to the Kedusha of the Zman, which is to be a Mikrei Kodesh, to come together, a calling of Kedusha, as Ramban says. That's why we dress better on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we eat better on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we come to daven a special davening, as the Ramban says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so there's a connection. But going with Rashi's pshat, that this that Rashi is sort of baffled by Ma Inyan Shabbos Eitzel Mayadis. What do the two have to do? What do the two have in common? And he has to come up with a pshat, as Chazal say, this pshat to view Shabbos Yom Tov in terms of the same severity. A few psukim later, the Torah says, "Usfarta melachem mimacharas haShabbos." You should count for yourselves the day after Shabbos. This is Perachov Gimel Pasik Tesvav. You should count. This is the mitzvah of Sviras Haomer. You count mimacharas haShabbos from the day after Shabbos. Miyem aviyach hamesomer atenufa from the day you bring the carbon omer. Sheva Shabbos says to me, Mister Yena, for 7 weeks. So when is this? When's Mimachras HaShabbos? So it's the day after the day after Pesach. Why the first day of Pesach? Second day of Pesach.
It's after the first day.
So Mimachras HaShabbos. So what? So Chazal say, as Rashi says here, what is the Shabbos referring to? Shabbos is not referring to Shabbos. Shabbos is referring to
Yom Tov.
So here we say Shabbos again, and we didn't have enough trouble in the first when we opened up this parasha here with the Yom Tov, and we say Shabbos, and here trying to confuse us again, we mark us our Shabbos. So Chazal go almost the whole Amid in the Gemara Menachos trying to explain that no, this Shabbos can't mean Shabbos. Can't mean regular Shabbos. It has to mean Yom Tov, it has to mean Pesach. And the Gemara goes through all sorts of cheshbonis why that is. Why it has to be, because we won't know which Shabbos it is, and we don't know when it will come out, the 50 days, Tismru Chamishim Yayim, it has to be 50 days later. So it must be, by default, it must be that it's really referring to not Shabbos as we know it, the seventh day, but it must be a different form of Shabbos, a different form of a day of rest, which is Pesach. Yeah, so I saw a very beautiful idea from Rabbi Avigdor Nebenzahl in his Sefer, in his Sichus on Chumash, which he brings out actually the differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov, which I think in seeing it I got a new appreciation for what Shabbos is. And with that, he answers why the Torah can feel safe, so to say, to say Mimachras HaShabbos, and you'll know that it has no shaykhis to Pesach and to Shabbos, and it can't be. And we understand just from the pasuk itself why it can't be that it's a regular Shabbos, and therefore the Torah felt that it's okay to write Mimachras HaShabbos, and with the understanding that you would we would know that it can't be regular Shabbos. His sefer, Sichus on the parshas. So in davening, we start with one difference: Shabbos Yom Tov. In davening on Shabbos, in the bracha that we mentioned specifically for the day for Shabbos, we end off that bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. So we bench Hashem for being Mekadesh Shabbos, for sanctifying that day of Shabbos. On Yom Tov, what do we say? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. On Yom Tov, we stick in ourselves. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. On Rosh Hashanah. So why in Yom Tov do we stick in Yisrael? On Shabbos we don't mention Yisrael. Why not? Mekadesh Yisrael, he sanctifies us, and he sanctifies Shabbos. Shabbos is a holy day for us, as a Mikrei Kodesh. Now there is only Mekadesh Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos. And on Yom Tov is Yisrael V'Hazmanim. As if first he sanctifies Yisrael, and then he sanctifies these times during the year. Because why?
Because without Yisrael determining when the Chodesh is, you don't know when the Zman is.
Oh, so that's the Pshat. Good. So the simple Pshat in that, which really brings out now this difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, is because
Shabbos is a matter of fact.
Shabbos, as the Gemara in Bayin says, is Kvi V'Kaimi. Shabbos is already set. If we think about it, Shabbos has nothing to do with us. Shabbos came into existence before we sort of existed. Certainly before we existed as a nation. So Shabbos sort of is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's my day. That's why it's always Shabbos. You always see Shabbos Lashem. Shabbos is my day. I don't even need you. As if he needed us for the Yom Tov. But he allows us to be involved in the Yom Tov. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. Only Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos. It's set by itself. As a matter of fact, when we look at it, Shabbos comes every 7 days, regardless of the calendar, regardless of when we make Yom Tov, when we make Rosh Chodesh. In other words, you could say Shabbos is represented, as Reb Nevesal points out, by the sun. Shabbos is sort of a solar calendar day. Why? Because you have every seven shkias, every seven sunsets comes Shabbos, no matter what, no matter what, and the sun rises and sets every day, and after seven sunsets will be Shabbos for the next 24 hours. So Shabbos is represented by the sun. Yom Tov falls out at different times during the year, dependent on when Rosh Chodesh is. So who sets Rosh Chodesh? Klal Yisrael sets Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh based on? It's based on the moon. The moon, we know, is not like the sun. This like clockwork, it always rises and sets in the same place. It's always in its full glory, its full illumination. It's not like that. The moon waxes and wanes. It depends. Did they see the moon? Was it covered? Is it one day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh? So indeed, that's why it makes sense, Mekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim, because it depends on Yisrael being Mekadosh the Chodesh, and based on when the Chodesh will be dependent when the Yom Tov will be. That's why, actually, right here in Perichov Gimel, the beginning of Perichov Gimel, Eila Me'ad Hashem Mikrei Kodesh, Asher Tikru Oysam B'Mayadam Chazal Da'ashem. These are the Mikrei Kodesh, these are the Yom Tovim, Asher Tikru Oysam, which you will call the Chazal Da'ashem. The word Oysam is spelled Aleph Tav Mem, without the Vav. You can read it Atem, which Atem, which you call. And the Gemara says, Atem Afilu. Shaygigim, Ave, Atem Afilu, Mazidim, Atem Afilu, Mutam, even if you make a mistake, even if you purposely make it on a different day, Shem says it's going to be the Mayad. It's sort of a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for the Mayadim, that Kedusha during the year, those days of Kedusha for Mayad, I'll give it to you. And even if you make a mistake when it is, doesn't matter, that's what it's going to be. It's fully dependent on Klal Yisrael, Mekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim. But Shabbos, Hashem says, I have that reserved for myself. So if Shabbos is represented by the sun, by the Shemesh, and the Mayed, the Yom Tovim, are represented by the Levana, by the moon, so you see another difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. In Parshas Pinchas, when we go through the Karbonis, in Perichov Ches, the Torah lists all the Karbonis. The Karbon Tamid, and then you have the Musaf on Shabbos, and the extra Karbonis on Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. We go through all the Yom Tovim, through Shemini Atzeres. And that's what we lay on the Yom Tovim, that's the parashas that we lay, the specific Karbonis for that day. So interestingly, on Shabbos, there is no Karbon Chatas. There's the Tamid, the daily offering, and then there's an extra musif on Shabbos, which is a Karban Oila. But there's no Karban Chatas on Shabbos. You go through the Yom Tovim, starting with even Rosh Chodesh. Usiri Zimechod L'Chatas. On Rosh Chodesh is an extra Karban of what? Of a Chatas. What's a Chatas? Chatas is from Chet. Chatas is a sin offering. On Yom Tovim is always a Karban Chatas. So why is that? Shabbos is no Karban Chatas, but on Yom Tov is always a Karban Chatas. So if you see the difference between from the Shemesh and the Levana, what happened at first in the beginning of creation? Kodesh Baruch Hu created Shnei HaMa'iris HaGedolim. There were two luminaries, and they were the same size, Chazal tell us in Maran Chulin Daf Samach. They were built the same size until who came along and complained?
No.
The moon. The moon came along and said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ein Shnei Lachim, Mishtam Shem B'Kesarecha, and we can't both be here. There's no room for both of us. Shem says, you're right, Lachim Miyati Yatzmeh. You're right, go make yourself smaller. And that's what we say. Rav Hiskin Surah Salavana. We say in the Shabbos davening that Hakadosh Baruch Hu set the sun. Vayizrachar. Rav, if you put the shemesh Vayizrachar, it said put it to illuminate it with its light. And then Rav Hiskin Surah Salavana. Hashem set the form of the moon. There's a version Rav Hiktin Surah Salavana that he made the moon smaller. So the moon wants to complain, sort of the moon did something wrong, so you're going to be smaller. So now you have the Shemesh, which remained in its sort of full power from when it was created, and that's Shabbos. Shabbos never changed. Shabbos is sort of Hashem's day, and Shabbos says it was always perfect. Shabbos was always perfect. And therefore I don't want to give it to Klal Yisrael, because I don't want Klal Yisrael to mess it up. That's my day, that's Shabbos Hashem, that's Mekadosh HaShabbos. By Yom Tov, yes, it's Mekadosh Yisrael Basmanim, and so do we take pride in that we have a contribution to Yom Tov. But we also have to understand that it came from our fault, that it came from our chesaron. Just as the moon had a chesaron, the moon was chaytei, as the moon sinned, and therefore we are represented, the Yom Tov represented by the moon, because actually the Yom Tov all came through a chet. Shabbos came to being again before we were here in existence. Shabbos came because Hashem wanted Shabbos regardless of Klal Yisrael or not. It happens to be, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that really we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shabbos. L'nasata Hashem l'kenu l'goy ha'rotzos. He didn't give it to any other nation. Meaning, really, Hashem could have given the day of Shabbos to all of mankind. What is its special shaykhis to us as opposed to all of mankind? They also could relate to Shabbos. So also it's just a testimony of Hashem who created the world. It's not like there's something specific to Am to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm still reserving this matana tevi yeshli b'beis kenoza. I have this special matana. The Shabbos, Shemot Gemara says, I'm giving to Klal Yisrael. But that's a special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The Yamim Tevim all came about through a chet. Rosh Hashanah came about through whose chet? Through the chet of Adam Arishan. Yom Kippur came about through the chet of the Egel. Pesach came about, the Gemara Nedarim says, because of the chet of Avram Avinu. And therefore we had to go down to Mitzrayim. And so we forced a tshuva, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu then had to take us out miraculously. Through the Midbar we had to be there for longer than expected. And we had to have a nace of the Sukkos. Even Shavuos, he says, Shavuos, where's the chet on Shavuos? He says, even Shavuos was an account of a chet, because we could have had the Torah as the others had the Torah. It was, as Avraham Avinu says, Kloyes Yoyetzes. He had it from within, he had the Torah from within, he learned the Torah. We had to have Shavuos and sort of get it mi bachutz. We had to get our Kodesh Baruch Hu and sort of give it to us, and that was only because of our own deficiency. So even the Yamim Tovim, which we view as great days of Kedusha, but the start of them really came on account of a chet, on account of a kilt, on account of a chesaron. There was something lacking in Klal Yisrael, and we then had to, we sort of needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neis to get us out of that situation. Even the Yamim Tovim, the Rabbanon, Chanukah and Purim, also was on account of the chet that we did, sort of, we messed up and got into a situation, a predicament, which then we had to trace back our steps, do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to sort of save the day and do something miraculous. So indeed, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make a Yom Tov out of it, we say Hallel. If you notice, we don't say Hallel on
Purim.
Yeah, we don't say Hallel on Purim, true, we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, but those are specific reasons. But really the date, as the Gemara asks, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, why not on Purim? Because the day would really demand a Hallel. But Hallel is only when sort of there was something that went out of whack, went out of ordinary of what it should have been. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, it's miraculous we say Hallel. Shabbos we don't say Hallel. Why not? Let's praise Hashem on Shabbos. Now Shabbos doesn't even need Hallel. Halal is only needed when you have a nace. A nace means that things went out of its ordinary state. A nace means, oh, you had a chet, Klal Yisrael sinned, we did tshuva, we then went zeichet to a nace, we say halal for that. Shabbos never needed that. Shabbos, there's nothing lacking in Shabbos. Shabbos is shalem as it was from the first time it was given to creation, and it remained that way. Shabbos never changes. Shabbos, that's my day. That's my day, based on the sun, every 7 days, not based on Klal Yisrael. There's nothing lacking in Shabbos. So Shabbos doesn't need this extra halal, as if something added in the ordinary happened, that we would warrant to say halal. So this, you have the differences between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So as great as the Kedusha of Yom Tov is, and as great as it's a Mayed, and we meet up again with Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to admit and we have to realize that the Yom Tovim started only on an account of a deficiency, of a chesaron, of a lacking on our part and Klal Yisrael's part. And Hashem says, so those Yom Tovim you will set, because you have to realize they're sort of based on your being good or not. So that's why it's Mekadosh Yisrael Vahazmanim. Yom Tov is always set by the moon. It's a lunar cycle. It's based on the lunar calendar, which is based on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael represented by the moon, which has its good moments and it has its bad moments. It has its moments of smallness, it has moments of greatness. And that's where Klal Yisrael is as well. But Shabbos is not like that. Shabbos is shalom from the start, and Shabbos is always has always been Shabbos. Shabbos has always been perfect. That's what Shabbos is. Which really, that's why Rashi has this question. Ma'ini Shabbos, eitzel mayadis. If you go through this, you see this taka, tremendous contrast between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So based on this, we go back to this pasuk. Usfartim lachem imakras haShabbos miyam abayechem. You will count from the day after Shabbos, the day after you bring the Karban Omer. Which Shabbos is this? The Gemara is bothered. Which Shabbos is this? Not the regular Shabbos. It's Yom Tov. It's the day after Pesach. So with this understanding between the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, he explains it like this. Mimachras HaShabbos, the day after something, you only need a machar. You only need a day after something if something is incomplete. In other words, I'll finish this job tomorrow. Or come back tomorrow and we'll complete it. There's only a tomorrow if something is incomplete. If something is complete, there's no tomorrow. Mocharas HaShabbos means you have something to finish. There's something that's ongoing. Shabbos is complete just by Shabbos itself. What's the day after Shabbos? The day after Shabbos, what we call Sunday, is not the day after Shabbos. What's the first day after Shabbos? Hayom Yom Rishon. It's already a first of the next Shabbos. It's the first of the next week. In other words, every Shabbos is complete. Sunday is not the day after Shabbos. Sunday is the first day for the new week until Shabbos. But Shabbos is always complete. Because Shabbos was Shabbos Lashem. That's Hashem's day, which is always complete. There's no lacking in Shabbos. Machar always would indicate that there's something lacking, there's something that has to be finished off. And indeed, that's what this is. Usfartim lachem machras Shabbos. We start from Pesach, and there's still a job which has to be finished off, and it doesn't finish actually until Shavuos. So that's why, if we understand what Shabbos is, we understand what Yom Tov is, then Usfartim lachem machras Shabbos, we understand by the Pesukim itself, it can't be machras Shabbos means Shabbos, because Shabbos doesn't have a day after Shabbos. Shabbos ends by itself. Shabbos ends when Shabbos is over. There's no machar, there's no tomorrow, there's no borrow of Shabbos. If there is a continuation from this Shabbos, a Machras Shabbos after Shabbos, must be not referring to the regular Shabbos, must be referring to a Yom Tov, which indeed has a continuation, and Pesach connects right to Shavuos, because Shabbos is by itself. So this gives a new appreciation to Shabbos. This Kedusha of Shabbos stands apart, set apart from Yom Tov. As great as the Yom Tovim are, Shabbos is yet all that greater. Shabbos is yet all that more shalem. This day of Shabbos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be in the Kedusha of His day. A good Shabbos.